We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started with Coach Hopkins. If you have a question, please raise your hand. Percy, we'll get started with you. Go ahead, Percy.
Hey, Percy. Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hanging in, hanging on. Hey, I'm curious just about, you know, just the idea of building chemistry and togetherness this year. It seems to be kind of like we hear sort of popping up with like your team, you know, that just, you know, we're trying to sort of get that going. We're trying to build that chemistry and togetherness. Throwing everything, all of the craziness with this year, is this maybe the latest or the hardest challenge that you've had in your experience to like get guys together and to be cohesive?
It's the hardest challenge in any year. You heard last night the national championship game history, and that's what you're always trying to build. And you know, this year has just been, it's been hard. So a lot of the veteran teams that you see having success, that they've got a lot of returners, those types of things, that chemistry thing is real. And, with no really preseason, those types of things, it just makes it more difficult. And so, yes, it is a challenge, but a lot of people are dealing with that challenge. And, you know, we're just, you know, trying to do the best we can to, you know, get them put into our system. And then that's one part of it. And then get them confident within the system, which is another part of it. And then get them together. And that's chemistry. And that takes time and all those different things. You see signs of growth, but not consistent.
And then if I can make the hard switch then to like different guys who have had these sort of like bright moments, you've seen it from Riley Soren at times, Nate Pryor at times. Now it's Eric Stevenson. How can you get more consistency with that when like guys show that potential? You like they've shown what they can do. Let's just keep doing that.
Yeah, and Percy, that's a great question because that's what you're trying to do. That consistency part of knowing what you're going to get night in and night out. And my thing is not necessarily, you know, it's the making the shots and those types of things are important, but even when you're not, you're playing confident and you're playing the right way. I think that's really, really important. And, you know, that's we've got to be able to execute on both ends of the court for longer periods of time. But to see the ball go in for Eric was a great thing. You know, he does it in practice. And so to have that game is great. I felt Joe Mulbey the last two games has been, you know, very, you know, you have two games in a row consistent. That was great. Quad A obviously is scoring, but you know, if we can get another guy or another guy, you know, one or two more guys just, you know, giving us something on the offensive end, it's just going to keep us, becoming a better team.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Percy.
Hi, Hop. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. When you talk about that consistency, I mean, does that make it harder to kind of for you to know what your rotation and what everything's going to look like night in and night out?
That becomes becomes the challenge. And I try to stick to a rotation of eight, maybe nine guys, eight and a half. And it's a hard challenge when there's inconsistencies. And so we just, challenge these guys to get better. And, you want to know that you can depend, with somebody, like, you know what you're going to get. It doesn't mean that they're going to make shots or have 27 every game. You just know that they're going to compete at a certain level, play the right way, and execute on both offensively and defensively. And, but that becomes the challenge for sure, Lauren.
You mentioned Jamal these last two games. What have you kind of seen from him that allowed him to kind of put together back-to-back performances like that?
A guy who's really been working. He's been working. The coaches have been working with him, getting him confident. And, it's confidence. I mean, you can see it. Even after, after the Stanford game and then the Cal game, you could see him being a little bit more vocal in the huddles. And that's a great thing that we want to see. He's a great, he's an upperclassman. Him and Hamir are the two guys that have been in this system for have some length. And to see Jamal really have some confidence there, you just saw some leadership pieces. And now it just needs to be the leader when things aren't going well and to be able to still elevate his teammates. And he's working on that. He's learning that. And just really proud of how he's progressed.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan Riley. Dan?
Ashley, could you give me record possibilities, please?
Yep.
Thank you.
Go ahead with your question.
All right. Mike, it's been a rough go for 12 months. Do you feel secure with everybody and everything with, do you think people are being, patient as you try to, rebuild the program here?
I don't know. I just coach every day and try to make these guys better. That's the most important thing. Just staying focused, getting better. And, we've got a lot of season left, and that's our focus. Just got to keep getting these guys better, staying together, and hopefully, win some games for sure.
Andy Yamashita, go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Hop. Thanks for taking the time. You guys, we're down in the Bay Area, back up here, and then back down to Los Angeles. How does all that travel, impact your guys and your practice schedule?
Well, it's, traveling is a little bit difficult, but it's, to be able to play, it's great. Especially during this time, we're just, it is what it is. Four straight road games. That's always tough, but we got to deal with it. We'll have a stretch where we're going to have four straight home games. And so, we'll be able to hopefully take advantage of that. But, it's the schedule. It's hard to schedule than this year. But don't really look at it that way. Just playing games.
Definitely. And you've talked a lot about consistency today. And you've talked in the past about defense being the core that your teams are built around. What does defensive consistency look like to you?
Well, again, shuffling the deck, as Lauren asked a little bit earlier, is created some challenges. We're still trying to find out where the best players are in those rotations. And so when you have guard positions, in our last game, Eric Stevenson has been playing a lot of forward, played a lot of guard. Nate Pryor played a lot of guard. Those are all new. So there were some breakdowns, obviously. And Cole Badgema started playing, Jerome Brooks started playing, and there were some breakdowns against Stanford. And so, we're watching film with them, practicing, working on those principles every day to make sure that we can improve in those areas, because those guys are all really good players and can help us.
Awesome. Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
Hey, Hop. I just had a quick follow-up on Jerron. Just what has he done maybe to get the more playing time that he has recently, and what can he do to continue to improve?
His thing is all the defense and rebounding for us. And he can score. We all know he can score and he can help us. It's going to be defense and rebounding. And those are things with newer players that are always the biggest challenges. But I've been really proud of how he has played and his approach to practice in the game every day.
And just to follow up with Hamir, right? He obviously has kind of struggled from 3-point range. Just talk about where he's at. He's a veteran guy, but just the shots haven't been falling for him. Where is he at?
Yeah, it goes back to, you saw Jamal who struggled and had two good games. You saw Eric who struggled, and Hamir shot 40% from the 3-point line last year in the Pac-12, and he knows our defense with Jamal, and I know he's struggling, but he's just, he's got to stay with it. If he can make those threes, it stretches the defense on a different level, and we can still be big. with our rebounding issues. But you just gotta keep pounding the rock, keep getting better, and that's what he keeps doing.
Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
Hey, Hop. Quick question about Dominic Penn. Is he eligible to play even if he was able to ramp up his learning curve and do the isolation and all that? Is it reasonable?
Chris, he would be able to play for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is it reasonable to assume that he could?
Without practice, without that, I can't answer that. I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it getting a really good player that gets to be in our program and, working on the guys that are able to play right now.
Also, looking ahead to USC, was just curious, last week at this very time, last week we were talking about rebounding, kind of improving in that score. You're going to be going up against a team that's averaging over 41 rebounds a game. What's your take on the Trojans and maybe specifically in regard to trying to get better in the rebounding?
They're a big team. Evan Mobley, his brother Isaiah, they're big and they can pass and they're skilled. Evan's a guy who's, a projected top five, NBA pick. They've got fifth-year guys starting on the perimeter who have a lot of experience. They're really good. They defend really, really well. We're going to have to do a really good job of collective rebounding. In our first year, we were small, but we had some schemes. We were able to, disrupt bigger teams, and we're going to have to be creative in the way that we disrupt USC because they're like you said, they're big, their offensive rebound and be a huge part of the game.
Also real quick with a team like that and their supposed rebounding advantage, do you really have to adjust your game plan in that way and maybe have all your guys attack the glass, maybe less transition? How do you approach that?
You know what? It's my years at Syracuse, we were playing and the zone defense is, it's not a great defense or rebounding defense. And we were playing Texas, who was number one. And then we ended up playing, I think, Kansas. We played Kansas in the national championship game. They were the number one and two rebounding teams in the country, and we out-rebounded. And we were smaller. But we, it's a mindset. And, when we, rebounded against Utah, it was a mindset. They're big. They're physical. And we just got to do it consistently. And long shots equal long rebounds, so our guards have to be in the right positions. And we got to put some bodies on some people. And, like I said, there's a learning curve and just trying to get these guys up to speed on the learning.
Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Thank you. We'll be back with Jamal Bey here in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.